squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Welcome back to Frankfort High School. We're now getting set for the boys' portion of tonight's Twin Valley League doubleheader as Frankfort plays host to Washington County. Welcome back to the broadcast. Alongside Kirk Kilman, I am Johnny Kane. In our boys' matchup tonight, Frankfort 11-5, Washington County is just 6-5 on the season. Starting with the Tigers under head coach Robert Smith, again 6-5 overall, 4-4 in the Twin Valley League, and they are 2-2 in their last four games. They're coming off a loss last Friday to Axel, 57-53, and just like the girls, these two boys' teams have not played in a little bit over a week as well. And Washington County right now sits in fourth place in the 2A Valley Heights Sub-State. Frankfort, meanwhile, under first-year head coach Ben Steinlage, they are 11-5 overall, 6-3 in the CBL, and they have won four of their last five, with the only loss coming to Valley Heights by three just a couple of weeks ago. They beat Troy on Friday, 49-40, a big win all the way around for the Wildcats. Gavin Cornelison had 14, Samuel Gross 12, Shane Dallinghouse had 11. So for Frankfort tonight, they are running a hot streak. Washington County 2-2 in their last four. It should be a very fast-paced game here tonight at Frankfort High School. So with that, we're about to set to get to our starting lineups for tonight's matchup. And we'll start with the Wildcats under first-year head coach Ben Steinlage. Before we do that, earlier tonight, we want to remind you of the big win for the Frankfort girls over Washington County, 65-28. So now here for the boys' game. The Frankfort starting lineup looks like this. A 6'1" senior, Aiden Gerstner. 6'0" senior, Gavin Cornelison. 6'4" junior, Samuel Gross. 5'9" junior, Caden Dallinghouse. And 5'9" senior, Bryce Stoll. So again, for the Wildcats, Gerstner, Cornelison, Gross, Dallinghouse, and Stoll, the starting five here tonight. Frankfort again coming off the good one over Troy, had Cornelison score 14 last Friday. And you know, let's get to the starting lineup for the Tigers here this evening under head coach Robert Smith. A 6-foot senior, Kobe Hoover, 5'9 senior, Jack Gillum, 5'4 junior, Mason Miller, 6-foot senior, Drew Berman, and 6'4 junior, Nate Tyke. So again, for the Tigers, Hoover, Berman, Gillum, Miller, and Tice, the starting five here tonight. Don't forget over on 103.9 KNZA, we have Big 7 League basketball with Terry LeCompton at Hiawatha. Also on Tier 93.7 FM, Morimoth Academy is at Horton in Northeast Kansas League play. And after our game tonight, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show complete scores, recaps everything to get you caught up on this Friday night of high school basketball action. So Frankfort will be in their home white uniform tonight. Red numerals, trimmed in black. Washington County in their rose black. Right now we're going to step aside for the national anthem. We will come back and get the ballgame underway here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Frankfurt from right to left, Washington County from left to right. We're already underway, and we've already got a basket. Drew Berman gets Washington County on the board. 2-0 lead for the Tigers, 30 seconds into the game. Gross drives baseline, kicks in the left corner to Stoll. Washington County in a man-to-man. Here's Caden Dollinghouse in the left wing. He'll dribble the baseline. Spin, pick the basketball up. Now out on top, here's Gavin Cornelison. He'll cross over, get in the middle of the lane. He just lost out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. We'll call it a turnover officially on the Wildcats. And so Washington County will have it back with a 2-0 lead, 45 seconds into the game. Mason Miller will run the point. He'll bring it up the floor for the Tigers. In the left corner, Hoover down low to Tyson. An easy layup up and in. First points for Tice. 4-0 start for the Tigers. 1 minute gone by in the first quarter. Gross on the inside. Flicks up a shot that's too strong off the window. And Kobe Hoover the rebound. One of the best guards in the league. Brings it up ahead for the Tigers. Into the corner. Ed Tice seal. They don't get it to him. And now here's Miller back out on top. Miller still with the basketball. Referee with a count. Miller drives to the baseline. Pulls up a shot that's no good. Rebound at Gerstner of Frankfurt. Kicked up ahead, Dollinghouse. He'll dribble to the baseline, and then he just kicked it out of bounds. The two turnovers here for Frankfurt in the early going. 90 seconds into the first. It's 4-0 Washington County. Miller with it in the backcourt. Guarded by Gerstner. Here comes a double team. He just dribbles right through it. Now he picks up the basketball, gives it off to Tice. He'll dribble to the baseline, pulled up a shot off the window. It's no good. Got his own rebound and sticks it back up. It's shot no good. Now here's Hoover with a follow. His shot is good and a foul. First basket of the night for Kobe Hoover, and he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. 6:19 to go in the first. It's 6-0 Washington County, and here's Hoover to the line for a free throw to complete a three-point attempt. And he left it short. Rebound fought for loose and picked away by Dollinghouse of Frankfurt. Back the other way, a lot of contact, no whistle, and it is going to be Washington County basketball. Coach Steinlog, he did not like there was nothing called, and Samuel Gross is very, very slow to his feet. He might have twisted an ankle a little bit. It's going to go down to the turnover over Frankfurt, and Gross is not putting much weight at all on that left ankle. Miller with the ball in the backcourt. Dribbles through pressure. Across the timeline, and now the left side, here's Tice. Tice dribbles inside, flicks up a shot with the right hand, it's no good. Rebound to Gross of Frankfurt. Here's Gerstner up ahead, Cornelison. He'll drive baseline, put up a right-handed shot that's in and out. Rebound fought forward, Hoover's got it. Here comes Hoover. Nearly on the ball, poked free, gets it off to the left wing to Berman. Tice calling for the basketball to get it to him, and that's turned away. Picked off by Cornelison. Gavin the other way. Left-hand layup is no good. Wide open left-hand layup, and he missed it. And here's Berman the other way. He gets all the way inside. Scoop shot layup is good. 4 for Berman, and a quick timeout by Coach Steinlogge. 5:29 to go in the first. It's a quick 8-0 spurt for the Tigers on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 5.5 to go, first quarter at the quick 8-0 spurt to begin the game for Washington County, but Frankfort's got the basketball out of the timeout. Here's Gerstner, a three, it's short. Rebound off of Tice, now fought for Xavier Brandt in there. And now we'll get a timeout taken by Coach Robert Smith of Washington County to save a possession for his guys. Another quick timeout, we'll take the break again. 5:11 to go in the first, 8-0 lead for Washington County on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Five ten to go in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for Washington County. The Tigers of the basketball as Frankfort now is in a 2-3 zone. Berman on the left wing holds the basketball high above his head. Now Miller between the rings. Back left side to Berman. Here's Hoover out on top. Pumps once, gives it back to Berman. Now down a little tight from the left block. Back down. Feeds it out to Berman. An open three is in and out. Fight for the rebound. Miller's got it for Washington County, and he'll bring it into Berman. He'll float it, but pass out to the right wing. Here's a three by Gillum. It's in and out. Offensive rebound for Berman. He'll put it up and in. Count it in one. Six for Berman. He'll head to the line and try to complete a three-point play. As Frankfort will bring in Ethan Armstrong, a six-foot junior for the first time. It'll place Bryce Stoll. That foul was whistled on Stoll, his first. And now Hoover to the line. Berman to the line. His free throw is short. Rebound to Frankfort. 10-0. Washington County leads in the early going. 4.5 to go first quarter. Armstrong dribbles to the baseline. Tries to flick it off to Brandt. He's got it in the right corner. He faces up, back down, gets to the block, kicks it far side to Gerstner. A left wing three is short. Rebound is fought for and picked away by Washington County's Trevor Grace, who's checked in, a 6'1" senior. The Tigers will bring it the other way. Herman on the right wing, working against his zone. Kicks it far side, a three-pointer, no, and now we'll get a bump foul instead. It's going to go on Armstrong, and it will be his first. Gross back into the game. He will replace Gerstner. And it will be Berman to trigger it in from the baseline from Washington County. 4:05 to go in the first. 10-0 Tigers lead. Berman the trigger man. Kicks it out on top to Gillum. Back left side to Hoover. They'll pump once. Now back whipped around the horn to Berman on the right wing. Cross court pass Hoover. He'll step into a triple. It's short. And he get his own rebound, stops, goes up off the window, banks it home. Four for Hoover, and it's 12-0 Washington County here in the first quarter with still 3:45 to go. Most of these putbacks are coming off of offensive rebounds. And now Cornelison to the baseline, kicks it in the middle lane to Ethan Armstrong. He puts up a wild shot, and here comes Hoover the other way. All that speed in transition to Gillum in the left wing. Back up on top to Miller. Now left side, Berman. Grace now at the foul line. Up on top to Hoover. A wide open three. It's pure. Seven for Kobe Hoover, and it's all Tigers here in the opening quarter of the night. 3:11 to go in the first. It's 15-0. Inside Dollinghouse, and he gets hit on the arm. This will be the first foul against Washington County tonight. It'll go against Gillum. That'll be his first. Now we'll see Keller Olson, a 6-foot junior, come into the game to replace Armstrong. Also Tice back in there for the Tigers. He'll replace Trevor Grace. And Gavin Cornelison will be the trigger man from the baseline. Pass inside. Ball tipped out to Dollinghouse. Now right side. Here's Olsen. Cross-court pass inside of Dollinghouse, and he's got a layup. Nice look. And Ian Dollinghouse breaks the scoring for Frankfurt. 15-2, Washington County. 2:50 to go in the first. Hoover in the left corner to Gillum. Now Miller ripped around to Berman. Now Hoover back in the right corner. Inside of Tice, backing down on the right block. Out to Hoover, another open three. It's in and out. Good, strong rebound by Gross, and here comes Frankfurt. Cornelison, nice pass up ahead. Here's Gross, drives right lane, line flicks up a shot that's no good. Tice with a rebound from Washington County. Here's Hoover, up ahead, Berman. Drives in, right hand layup is good, and one. 8 for Berman, and he'll let it back to the free throw line and trying to complete a three-point play. Right now, Coach Steinlaw, you look into anything. And Stoll will come back into the game to replace Brandt. 2:23 to go in the first. A single free throw coming for Drew Berman. Berman just missed an and-one opportunity, and he misses it again. Olsen with a rebound for Frankfurt, and here's Cornelison across the timeline. 2:20 to go in the first. 17-2, Washington County leads. Cornelison up on top. Washington County now into his own. Stoll in the right corner to the baseline to Gross. Dribbles once to Stoll. Now here's Caden Dollinghouse. Left side to Olsen. Right side Stoll. Frankfurt is working the ball around the perimeter now against this 2-3. Stoll back on the right wing to the baseline to Gross. Dollinghouse gets the middle lane. Then he lost it out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul before that. That'll be on Nate Tice's first, team second. .151 to go in the first. Caden Dollinghouse at the line. His free throw is wide left. Payne LeDuc going to come in now. 5'9 sophomore for Washington County. And one more free throw for Dollinghouse. And it's good. So Dollinghouse with three. He's got all three for Frankfurt here so far in the first quarter. With 1:48 to go, it's 17-3. Washington County leads. The Tigers with possession. Frankfurt back into a man-to-man. Anson Miller's got it on the left wing. He crosses over, gets to the left baseline, gets double-teamed. Now Tice drives in, just runs over Gross. That's an easy call, the charge on Tice. That'll be his second. That's going to bring Gillum back into the game to replace Hoover quickly. And also Washington County going to bring in Coy Stom, a 6'3 junior for the first time. 1:29 to go in the first. 17-3 Washington County lead. Caden Dollinghouse will bring it across half court. Tigers still in his zone. Stoll kicks it cross court to the left side to Olsen. Up on top to Dollinghouse. Ripped around the horn to Stoll. He'll dribble once, pick it up, and again, feed it cross court to Olsen. Thought about a three, now we'll try a three, and it's in and out. Good, strong rebound by Miller of Washington County. And here's Miller to bring it the other way. 1 minute to go in the first. Miller across the timeline, feeds left wing to Berman. Inside, he's staying with it. He backs down, shoots up a shot that's partially altered by Gross, and the ball taken by Stoll. Here's Dollinghouse the other way. He drives to the baseline. Runs over a man. It's going to be a block foul caught on Stam. And it'll be two shots coming for Dollinghouse. First on Stam. Actually, I think they call that on LeDuc. I don't think he was anywhere near that play. But nonetheless, he picks up the foul. Dollinghouse nails the first. Gerstner back in for Frankfurt. Hoover back in there for the Tigers with 45 seconds to go. Dollinghouse second free throw is good. He's got all five for Frankfurt, and he's going to check out as Ethan Armstrong is going to come back into the game for him. 45.4 to go in the first quarter at 17-5 Washington County, and the Tigers have the basketball. Berman's got it in the backcourt. Here comes a double team. Picks up the dribble, faces up, gets it off to Hoover. He'll get inside, feed it off. And his layup is up and no good for Stam, but a foul, and Stam will have two. It's going to go on Armstrong. And that will be his second. And here's Stan to the free throw line for a pair with 33.9 to go. First one by Stan is good. Trevor Grace back into the game for Washington County. Xavier Brandt back in there for Frankfurt. Stan with one more now. That's good. He nails both. And makes it 19-5 Washington County with under 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cornelison feeds it down low to Gross, but it's going to go out of bounds and be another turnover for Frankfurt, their fourth. Berman now quickly right back into the game for Gillum. 22.2 to go. Washington County with a 14-point lead and with a basketball. Hoover's got it in the backcourt. Now Berman. He'll walk it across the timeline. 15 seconds to go. Berman now deep in the left wing, guarded by Gerstner. With a right-handed dribble, he crosses over to the baseline. Now backs up. 8 seconds to go. Hoover, a contested jumper, is blocked away by Cornelison. He'll bring it the other way. 3 seconds, and Cornelison lays it up and in. First basket for Cornelison, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So as poorly as that first quarter went for Frankfurt, they trail by 12 after one quarter. Second quarter, when we come back, with Washington County leading 19-7 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the second quarter, 19-7. Washington County leads Frankfurt. The Wildcats will start with the basketball, operating from right to left. Nice pass inside to Gross. He lost it, got it back on the right block. Out to Gerstner. He'll step into a three, and it's off the back rim. A rebound to Grace of Washington County. Al Hoover will bring it the other way. Kobe Hoover walks the basketball across the timeline, 30 seconds into quarter number two. Washington County led by as many as 14 in the first quarter. And here's Berman with it now on the left wing as Frankfurt to the man-to-man. Berman crosses over to the baseline, steps back. Al feeds the pass up on top to Hoover. Hoover will back it up, calling another play call. Pass inside to Grace. Now driving inside is LeDuc. Here's Hoover, a three, it's in and out. Rebound is strong by Gerstner. He falls to the floor. It should be a travel. But they're going to call a jump ball. And the jump ball is going to keep it with Washington County. So it'll be Berman to toss it in. He gets it into the corner to Stan. Dribbles once. Gets it out to LeDuc. He'll hook with a right-handed dribble. Stop out on top. Get it off to Hoover. Hoover guarded by Dollinghouse. It's a tough guard for Dollinghouse. They're going to do a one-on-one. Another eight offensive foul. So Hoover picks up the foul, and Coach Smith not happy with that call. There's the referee that made that call. Was right in front of the Frankfurt bench. It was all in his ear. And he heard, could tell by Coach Smith, you could read his lips, he took his mask down and said, did you make that call or did Frankfurt's bench? And referees do not like that very much, so Coach Smith got a talking to. 6:40 to go in the half. It's 19-7, Washington County. Here's Stoll on the inside. A six-footer is up and good. First points tonight for Bryce Stoll, and all of a sudden it's down to a 10-point game with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Over all the way out, deep in left front court. Dribbles now onto the logo at midcourt. Dribbles to the left hand, crosses over, feeds in the left corner to Ledoux. He'll dribble to the baseline, get cut off. Feed it back out to Miller. Miller gets in the middle lane, and he gets bumped and fouled by Dollinghouse, who will pick up his first. 6:11 to go in the half, 19-9 our score. Going back into the game for Washington County, also Tice back in there as well. And here's Berman to trigger it in. Tice is calling for it. He's got on the left block, backing down, kicked it back out to Hoover. Ripped around the horn. Here's Berman. Cross-court pass to Gillum. Now Hoover. He'll dribble to the left corner. Gets cut off at the baseline. Frankfurt playing really good defense on this possession. Inside to Tyson. It's a steal for Gross. Second turnover for Washington County. The other way, here's Gerstner. Hilly traveled. Now up on top Stoll. Ripped it around to the right wing to Dollinghouse. 5:40 to go in the half. 19-9 Washington County. Gerstner now on the left wing. Washington County in the zone. Nice back cut to Dollinghouse, who lays it up and in. 7 for Dollinghouse, and all of a sudden it is a 8-point game. 19-11, Washington County, 5:24 to go in the half. Berman gets around his screen, beats the right side, Gillum, a triple on the way, it's too strong. Fight for the rebound, Berman's got it, and they'll get a foul. That's going to go on Gerstner, I believe. It is going to be on Aiden, his first. It should be a 1-1 now for Berman. With 5:12 to go here in the half. And Berman to the line for a 1-1. He is 0-2 tonight. His free throw here is nothing but nylon. So here is the bonus. He'll shoot one more with 5:12 to go in the half. Second free throw is in and out. They're going to call a lane violation on Gross of Frankfurt. So despite the miss, Berman's going to shoot one more. And he makes a bet. So he makes the second, goes 2-for-2. He's got 10. And the lead is back to 10 for Washington County. 21-11, 5:05 to go in the half. Gross dribbles inside. Lost his footing, gets it out to Dollinghouse, out on top. Inside Stoll, back cut to Dollinghouse, but he lost it out of bounds. Fifth turnover for the Cats. Washington County with the basketball back, leading by 10, and Berman's got it in the backcourt. Dribbles through some pressure. Here comes a double team. He picks it up. He's in trouble, and Coach Smith's going to get a timeout. We'll take the break. 4:51 to go in the half. It's 21-11. Washington County leads by 10 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
4:51 to go in the opening half. It's 21-11. Washington County leads by 10, and they've got the basketball. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Killen ran back at the studios. Berman with it on the left wing. In the right corner to Hoover. Now Berman in the middle of the lane. Stops, flicks up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong. Rebound tipped around. Here's Dollinghouse with the breakaway the other way. He drives in. His shot thrown out of bounds by Hoover. Gosh, having fans back in this gym is so much fun. You've never been to Frankfort High School to a high school basketball game here. You need to get here at some point. It gets so loud in this gym. And that's the reason why the Twin Valley League tournament is so much fun every year when they do have it here at Frankfort. 4:25 to go in the half, 21-11. Here's a pass inside. Cornelson now, he'll try a three. It's off the back rim. Long rebound is going to be picked away by Cornelson. He'll drive back inside. Scoop layup is good. Score for Cornelson, and now they're going to have a stoppage of play. And they'll get a delay of game warning on Cornelson. And Coach Steinlog, he is not happy whatsoever. He is saying, if you're going to call it on this end, you got to call it on the other end. So 4:10 to go in the half. It's 21-13. Frankfort really extending this 2-3 zone. Berman on the right wing. Inside it tight to the baseline to Gillum. Back out Berman. A wide open three off the back rim. Offensive rebound for Tice. He backs down. Lost the handle of the basketball and it's into the hands of Cornelson. Gavin quickly the other way. Dribbles, hands it off to Dollinghouse in the right corner. Up on top, Gerstner straight away. Triple is pure. First point of the night for Aiden Gerstner. Makes it a 5-point game with 3:38 to go in the first half. Hoover in the right corner. Dribbles to the left hand of the wing. Now Miller out on top. Back to the right wing to Hoover. He steps into a three. It's in and out. Rebound. Fought for. Tice gets it and puts it up and in. 5-4 Tice. And it's 23-16 Washington County. And now Frankfort nearly turns it over. But instead, Cornelson misses a wide open layup. Here's Hoover now. Quickly in transition. Kobe into the corner. Berman pumps on a three. Picks up a dribble. Now back on top to Gillum. To Hoover in the corner to Berman. Drives baseline, goes up and under, and somehow missed it. Got his own rebound, and now he dribbled it back out. Here's Tice on the left block, backs down, puts it up off the window. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Gillum. Here's Hoover. He gets in the middle of the lane, lost it. Here now Tice to the baseline. Dives on the floor for the basketball, and he travels. My goodness, this feels like a playoff game. Granted, we are in late February, but this feels like a playoff atmosphere here tonight. 2:46 to go in the half. It's 23-16. Washington County leading Frankfort. Brant back into the game to replace Caden Dollinghouse, who is absolutely gassed right now. Both sides have got to be gassed. As I told you earlier, it was going to be a back-and-forth game, and it's been every bit of that so far. Offenses haven't quite been there to this point, but still, it's been a high up-tempo game. Gerstner, a left-wing three now. He got another. Oh, no, it's in and out. That thing went three-fourths of the way down and popped out. And Washington County will bring the rebound the other way. Miller in the left corner. Gets it off to Grace. He'll dribble once into the corner. Hoover, a wide-open three. It's off the back heel. Rebound to Cornelison of Frankfort. 2:15 to go in the half. Cornelison lost it. Got it back. Now drives in. Kicks it into the corner to Stoll. He'll try a wide open three, and it's short. Rebound spot for Brant's got it. He'll stick it up and in. Count it and one. First points of the night for Xavier Brant, and he'll have a chance to complete a 3-point play and bring Frankfort to within four. Gillum will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. And Dollinghouse will come into the game. Actually, take that back. He's going to stay out, and he'll come in for Brant if he makes this free throw. Free throw is good. So Brant with three makes it 23-19. Frankfort trailed by 14 points early on, and now only down by four with 2:05 to go in the half. Extending the 2-3 zone again on the Wildcat. Hoover feeds left side of the front court to Berman. Now Miller right at the head of the circle. Into the corner to Grace. He drives to the baseline. Lost the basketball. Kicks it back out of the right wing to Miller. One dribble. Back out between the circles to Gilla. Right wing again, Miller. Dribbles once. Now Hoover. Left side, Berman. Tigers trying to get somebody in the middle of this 2-3 zone. And now a cross-court pass is way too tall and out of the reach of Miller. And that'll be turnover number four for Washington County. Their third here of this second quarter alone. 1:36 to go in the half, 23-19. Frankfurt with a chance to get right back into this one even more. Gross inside, lays it up and in. Way too easy for Samuel Gross, who has his first basket of the night. 23-21. Washington County now is just a two-point lead and nearly a turnover. Grace saves it, and then he does turn it over. Stolen away by Dollinghouse, but he dribbles it on the sideline. The Tigers led by 14 early on, but Frankfurt has come back, and now it's just a two-point game with 1:13 to go in the half. Berman between the rings, left side, a Miller a three. It's way too strong, and Stoll with a rebound for Frankfurt. He'll bring it the other way, gets it across the timeline, kicks it up ahead to Gert to Cornelison. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Samuel Gross goes up and under and lays it in. Four for Gross, and we're tied at 23. From 14 down to now tied at 23 with 44 seconds to go. On the right wing, Miller up on top, Berman. Miller again on the right wing, looking inside for Grace, nothing there. Now ripped around the horn to Berman on the left corner. Hoover trying to get a back cut, instead he'll feed it on the right wing. Now Berman between the circles, back to the left corner to Miller, inside the ball stolen away. Cornelison brings it up ahead for Frankfurt. Now Cornelison to the baseline, cross court pass Stoll. Thought about a three, now Dollinghouse in the right corner. Out on top, Cornelison. 9 seconds to go. Cornelison dribbles to the right wing at six. Crosses over at five, up on top. Dollinghouse, a straightaway three. It's way too strong. Fight for the rebound, and we'll get a jump ball, but that'll be the end of the first half. Two quarters in the books, and from 14 down, the Wildcats are back at square one here at intermission. 23 all our score. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilsonart, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Frankfurt High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game tonight. 23 all our score between Frankfurt and Washington County. And well, Washington County led by 14 at one point in this game, but Frankfurt battled back and only allowed Washington County to score 4 points total in the second quarter outscoring the Tigers 15-4 to pull back to bring in a tied game here at intermission. Lead them back 16-4 in the second quarter to make it 23-all. Looking at the numbers, we'll start with Frankfurt. 6 turnovers, 1-3. They were 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 7 points from Caden Dallinghouse to lead the way. 4 apiece for Gavin Cornelison and Samuel Gross, and 3 apiece for Aiden Gerstner, Xavier Brandt, 2 for Bryce Stahl. Washington County, meanwhile, 6 turnovers, 1-3 of their own. 5 of 9 from the free throw line. 10 points for Drew Berman to lead the way. Kobe Hoover added 7. 5 for Nate Tice and 2 for Coy Stan. So again, our halftime score, we're 23-all between Frankfort and Washington County. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at other scores of games. We come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank. Community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Come to Derland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs. Cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to Frankfort High School. We're just about set to start the third quarter of our boys' game here tonight. Tied at 23. It's been a really good game here so far. Highly contested, back and forth. It's gotten to be what it feels like, almost a playoff type of game here tonight between these two teams. Take a look at other scores around the area. Last check, the Holden boys were up on Nemaha Central at halftime, 16-7. Royal Valley was leading Sabetha 30-16. Barry LeCompton was up on Hiawatha 33-19. And also, let's see what else we've got here, if we can find some TBL scores. Looks like Donovan West and Lynn are tied at 18 going in the fourth quarter. My goodness. Centralia was up by 3 at last check. I actually take that back. It was a 3-point win for the Centralia girls. Valley Heights boys were up on Onega 15-12 at half. Axel was up on Blue Valley 41-18. And Lynn was beating D West at half 15-14. And the Hanover boys were up by 5 over Troy at halftime. So 23 all, and it'll be Frankfort who will have the opening possession of this third quarter with the same starting five of Gerstner, Cornelison, Gross, Stoll, and Dollinghouse. Washington County will counter with Gillum, Miller, Berman, Hoover, and Tice. So Tigers have the opening possession, and we're underway in the third. Man-to-man defense being applied by the Tigers. Stoll kicks to the left wing to Gerstner. Now Gross on the right block. He gets in the middle lane. Spin shoots over his left shoulder and puts it up and in. 6 for Samuel Gross, and the Wildcats have their first lead at 25-23 since it was 2-0. Hoover tried to answer with a 3. It's in and out. Rebound to Gross of Frankfort. And he'll kick it off to Cornelison. Gavin across the timeline. Gets the screen, dribbles to the right wing, now to the baseline. Stops, feeds it off to the right wing to Dollinghouse. Now Gerstner. Stoll in the left corner, drives baseline, gets cut off, picks it up on top to Cornelison. Now down low to Gross. The ball tipped out of bounds, though, by Tice, and it'll stay with Frankfort. 7:06 to go, third quarter. It's 25-23, the Cats in front. Gerstner will trigger it in from right in front of us here in the right corner. Right wing to Stoll, now between the circles, here's Dollinghouse. He goes behind the back, picks it up, gets to Gerstner. He gets a screen from Gross. Gerstner, a 3 is buried. Second triple of the night by Aiden Gerstner. He's got 6, and it's quickly a 5-point advantage for Frankfort, 28-23. Miller, left side to Berman. He pumps on a 3. Up on top now to Hoover. Right side, Miller. Frankfort in the zone. Tyson to the corner to Gillum. He'll try a triple. It's short. Rebound to Gross to Frankfort. Here come the Cats the other way. Cornelison crosses over. Gets to the foul line. Takes it right side to Stoll. He'll dribble to the baseline. Flick up a shot with the right hand. It's in and out. Rebound fought for and yanked away by Gillum. And here's Hoover now. Off to Berman on the wing. Hoover in the right corner to Berman again on the right wing. Inside of Tice. Back out Berman. He pumps on a 3, but he travels. Turnover number 7 for Washington County tonight. Trevor Grace will check back into the game for Washington County and replace Gillum. Washington County again drops back into 2-3. We approach 6 minutes to go in the third. Frankfurt leading 28-23. Cornelison in the baseline to Gross. Up on top, Gerstner. Another open three, and he's in and out. Berman with a rebound, and here come the Tigers the other way. Tigers trail by five. Miller in the right corner. Up on top, Berman. Extra pass to Hoover. Now down a little bit Tice on the left block. He backs down and shoots the shot up. It's no good. Grace with a rebound. It's no good. Tyson offensive rebound. His follow is no good. And finally, Dollinghouse to clear the rebound away. Dollinghouse looking the other way. Nice pass to Gerstner, and he sticks it up and in. Eight for Gerstner, and Coach Smith was seen enough. 5:26 to go, third quarter. It's Frankfurt 30, Washington County 23. A full timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
.525 to go, third quarter, 30-23. Frankfurt has pushed their lead up to 7, which is by far their biggest of the night. Tice at the foul line. Washington County with the basketball. Tice drives in, flicks up a shot that's no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grace, and it'll be Frankfurt basketball. So the Cats with the basketball. They trailed by as many as 14 early on in this game, but now lead by 7. Gerstner on the right wing, up on top to Cornelison. Now Stoll, wide open left wing 3, and he got it. 5 for Bryce Stoll in the lead all of a sudden, up to 10 for the Cats with 4:50 to go, third quarter. Berman out on top. Frankfurt still in his own. Washington County has had no answer to the zone here in the second half. Now Miller, dribble handoff to Hoover. Off to the right wing to Berman. Now Tice to the foul line. Back to Berman in the corner. Dribbles into the baseline. Out to Miller. A three off the back rim. Off the rebound, though, for Hoover, and he'll stick it up and in with the left hand. 9 for Hoover, and it's 33-25. Frankfurt continues to be hurt on the defensive glass. And now Gross dribbles inside, flicks up a wild shot. And rebound to Washington County. The Tigers still very much in this, only down 8. But still 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grace in the middle of the lane. Flicks the ball to Tice, and he puts it up and in. 7 for Tice. And it's back to a 6-point game. Gerstner, an open triple. It's wide right. Rebound, fought for. Grace has got it, and he gets shot from behind. Going to go on Gross. That'll be just his first. Actually, I think it's that on Stoll. Stoll will pick up his second. Gross will check out. Ethan Armstrong now is going to come back into the game for the Wildcats. Xavier Brandt and Armstrong both in there, along with Gerstner, Cornelison, and Dollinghouse. Just a 6-point game, though. 3:45 to go, third quarter. It's 33-27, Frankfurt. Between the rings, Miller with the basketball. Back to the right side of the floor to Berman. Down low to Tice on the block. Out to Berman. Pumps once. Nice back cut to Grace, and he'll lay it up and in with the right hand. First point of the night for Trevor Grace, and the game is back down to a 4-point lead for Frankfurt. It was just 10, but a 6-0 spurt by Washington County. Now Brand inside. Missed a layup, and the rebound to Tice. Off to Hoover. Left side, Berman. He'll try to hit it with a triple. It's airballed long. And a rebound to Gerstner. Armstrong now drives to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Gerstner, he pumps on a three. Drives in. Tries to feed it inside to Brandt, but it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Berman. Gerstner will toss it in from the baseline. 2:59 to go, third quarter. It's 33-29, Frankfurt. Cornelison in the middle of the lane. Kicks it right side to Armstrong. He'll spin. Back out to Cornelison. Ripped around the horn. A wide open three for Dollinghouse, and it's off the back rim. Rebound to Miller, and he'll give it off to Hoover. 4-point deficit for Washington County. Hoover, though, drives in, flicks up a shot with the left hand, and somehow rattled it home. 11 for Kobe Hoover, and it's back to a 2-point game. 33-31, and Coach Steinlog, he wants a timeout. An 8-0 spurt by Washington County, and Coach Steinlog, he's seen enough. Timeout on the floor with 2:35 to go, third quarter. It's 33-31, Frankfort, here on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
KMZA.
2:35 to go, third quarter, out of the timeout. 33-31. Frankfort leads Washington County. The Cats led by 10, but a quick 8-0 spurt by the Tigers have them back to within 2. And out of the timeout, it'll be Frankfort basketball. They'll operate from left to right, with Cornelison, Brandt, Gerstner, Dollinghouse, and Armstrong, the five on the floor. Washington County, the man-to-man. Still trying to get it in. They finally get it up on top to Gerstner. Back to Armstrong on the right wing, into the corner to Cornelison. He'll dribble to the baseline and go up and under and lay it in. Six for Cornelison. It's 35-31. Frankfort, 2:23 to go, third quarter. Crossing the timeline is Miller, working against Gerstner. Frankfort now in a man-to-man. Berman up on top to Grace, looking inside for time. He's calling for the basketball. They don't get it. Actually, that's Sam in there now. Sam is there calling for the basketball. And now here's Hoover, guarded by Gerstner. It's a really good matchup. As Hoover dribbles in the left corner, up on top Miller. Back right wing to Berman. Holds the basketball high above his head, gets it down low to Sam. Back down, and now the ball is stripped free. Sam gets it back, stops, hesitates, goes up, left it short. Rebound tipped around. Into the hands of Berman, he backs down, shoots a shot up, it's no good. Offensive rebound for Miller. He goes in, he throws up a shot that's no good, and finally the long rebound to Cornelison. He'll bring it into the front court. Didn't have the numbers, now he backs it back out in the left corner. Spins to the baseline. Pass out to Armstrong. And back into the corner, Cornelison. He'll try a three, it's good! 9 for Gavin Cornelison, and it's back to a 7-point lead for Frankfort, a quick 5-0 spurt. Stom now on the left block. Gets it off to Berman. Kicks it in the corner. Hoover, a wide-open triple. Pure. One guy you can't leave open, and he makes you pay. He's got 14, and is back to a 4-point game. 1:05 to go, third quarter. 38-34, Frankfort. Dollinghouse now drives in. His layup is good. 9 for Dollinghouse. It's 40-34, Frankfort, with 55-6 to go in the third quarter. Miller to the right wing to Hoover. Man-to-man defense again by Frankfort. Here's Berman between the circles. Left side, Miller. Berman again between the rings, guarded by Gerstner. Back off to Miller on the right wing. Down low. Here's Grace. He goes up and under. His shot thrown away by Armstrong, but he stepped on the baseline. Gross comes back in for Frankfort along with Keller Olson, a junior. Brant and Dollinghouse will take a seat. Tice back into the game for Washington County. 35.9 to go, third quarter. It's 40-34. Berman kicks it up on top to Tice. Back inside, a lot of contact, no whistle, but Berman's got it on the left wing. 30 seconds to go. Berman backs out, now spins the middle of the lane. Goes up and under, his shot's no good, but a foul. And two shots coming for Berman. A foul will be whistled on Cornelison. That will be his first. So Berman to the free throw line. He's 2 for 4 tonight. His first one rattles home. Jack Gillum back into the game for Miller. 26.3 to go, third quarter. Berman one more free throw, looking to pull the Tigers back to within 4. Right-handed shooter, eyes, shoots, and he missed it wide left. Rebound into the corner. Olsen's got it for Frankfurt. Now up ahead to Cornelison. 20 seconds to go. Frankfurt can take the final shot if they want, and it looks like they're going to try to hold. 16 seconds. Cornelison's got it out near the timeline. Washington County to man. Cornelison drives into the corner. Wide open. Gerstner, 3 for on the way is long. Offensive rebound, though, by Olsen in the corner. 6 seconds. Olsen a 3. It's good! Olsen for 3, and that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books. After 3, it's Frankfurt 43. Washington County 35. We'll come back with the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, 43-35. Frankfurt leads Washington County. The Tigers led by 14 in the first half, but it's now the Wildcats who lead by 8. Their biggest lead has been 10. And Washington County will start with the basketball. Frankfurt will start to the man-to-man. Dribble handoff between Hoover and Berman. Now here's Gillum. He'll dribble, hands it off to Berman. Berman drives in, stops, flicks up a shot with the right hand, hits in and out. Rebound, spot 4. Gross lost it. He goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Washington County. So the Tigers will have it. Baseline out of bounds. Trying to get a towel now as Gross hits the deck, and he's got quite a bit of perspiration on there on the floor. But they'll throw a towel out and try to get that wiped up. 7:43 to go. Again, the lead is 8 for Washington County. For Frankfurt. So it'll be Berman the trigger and in from the baseline. 7:43 to go. Berman in the tights. Back cut to Hoover. He tries to save it in. He does to Gillum. Up on top tight. Down to the baseline. Grace. Back down. Stops. Has a shot thrown away, but a foul. They're going to get Groves hitting him on the arm. Same will pick up just his first. Her team foul, and it'll send Trevor Grace to the free throw line for 2. First one's good. And second is no good, but an offensive rebound for Berman. Actually, tapped out of bounds by Frankfurt. It'll stay with Washington County. So now the Tigers have a chance to get a 3-point possession or even a 4-point possession. They hit a 3. 7:33 to go, 43-36. Hoover back to Berman on the left wing. Inside to Tice on the left block. He backs down. They're going to call an offensive foul. That might have been a pretty good sell job by Groves as Tice flexes his muscles. He says, I'm just too strong. That's not fair to me. But Tice will pick up his third. In that timeout before the fourth quarter, I can see one of the coaches of Frankfurt go over to Groves and tell him, that big body hits you like that. Play out a little acting job. Fall to the floor, sell it. Groves sold that one to perfection. 43-36 Frankfurt, 7:15 to go. Stoll dribbles to the foul line, kicks it right side to Armstrong. Back inside, Gross on the right block. Goes up and under, and his shot is no good. Into the hands of Grace. He'll hand it off to Hoover. Here comes Toby into the front court. Dribble to the left hand, crossing over on Stoll. Under 7 minutes to go. Hoover steps into a three. It's short. Good box down and rebound by Armstrong. And he'll kick it off to Cornelison. The other way. Olsen inside to Gross, but it's tapped out of bounds by Kite. So it'll stay with Frankfurt. Dean Dollinghouse back into the game for Armstrong. It'll be Cornelison who will toss the basketball in. Cornelison gets it up on top to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse with a right-handed dribble to the wing. Gets it off to Stoll. He crosses over to the baseline. Stop. Feeds it off to Dollinghouse. Now Cornelison at the top of the key. He'll try a triple. It's off the back heel. Long rebound will go to Miller of Washington County. And now a big, hard foul by Cornelison. Absolutely takes out Miller. And that was a almost football tackle. My goodness. That was one of the biggest hits I've seen all year, let alone on a basketball floor, but even on a football field. Cornelison just laid the wood on Miller, who might have been a little concussed that. He's got to shake some cobwebs off. But my goodness, he got absolutely drilled. So that'll bring Trevor Grace back into the game for Miller, who was slow to his feet. Now, I'm not sure what's going on. One of the Washington County coaching staff members calls over an assistant coach of Frankfurt tonight. Miller is shaking up. Gillum, a three. It's good. What a big shot by Jack Gillum. His first point for the night. And it's back to a four-point game with 6:10 to go. Olsen in the corner. Fakes on the three. Dribbles to the baseline. And he steps on the baseline. Seven turnover for Frankfurt. Coach Steinlog, he played with the official saying that he thought he was getting checked. The Washington County will have it down by four, 6 minutes to go. 43-39 Frankfurt. Toby Hoover brings it across the timeline for the Wildcats. You mean for the Tigers, and Hoover again scoops it up and in. 16 for Toby Hoover, and it's back to a two-point game. 43-41, 5:45 to go. Aiden Dollinghouse, right at the head of the circle. Takes it off to Stoll. He dribbles left baseline. Reverses dribble. Kicks it back out on top of Dollinghouse, and now Cornelison. He drives in into the corner to Gross. Hop step. Layup is good, and one. In for Samuel Gross, and he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. Tice will get hit with that foul. That'll be his fourth. That is a big mismatch when it comes to Gross and Tice. Gross has so much athleticism. And Gross's free throw is good. Nine for Gross. That makes it a five-point game. 46-41, 5:23 to go. Hoover back on the left wing. Frankfurt in the zone. Gets a screen from Tice. Right side, Gillum. Up on top, Hoover. Dribbles, gets in. Now back out to Gillum. He'll try a three. It's short. Offensive rebound, though, for Berman. He'll stop. Beat a shot up off the window and in. Count an and one. 13 for Berman. He'll head to the free throw line and try to bring the Tigers back to within two. That'll be on Gross's second. And now Berman to the line where he is 3 for 7, and he makes the free throw. You give him 14. 46-44. Frankfurt leads by two with 5 minutes to go. Cornelison at the top of the key. Spins in the middle of the lane. Feeds to the baseline to Gross. He goes up and under, but his shot's thrown away by Tice. Taken by Washington County. Here's Berman in the front court. Crosses over on the right wing. Back on top to Hoover. Hoover stands on the logo. Feeds it back to the right wing to Berman. rejects the screen. Berman to the baseline. Now he gets double teamed, dribbles through it, gets all the way in the middle lane, off to Hoover. A through triple for the lead. It's too strong. Rebound at Ellinghouse, and here comes Frankfurt. Caden gets all the way inside, lost the basketball. Now flicks it out to Stoll, off to Cornelison. He drives in as the ball pokes free, got it back, and now here's Gerstner on the right wing. Into the corner, Cornelison drives in, flicks up a shot, and banks it home. 11 for Cornelison, it's 48-44, Frankfurt with 4:12 to go. Hoover left to the front court. 2-3 zone. Berman, off right side to Gillum, into the right corner to Gray. Now Hoover, left side Berman. Looking inside for Tice, he's got it, he lost it, but it's back into the hands of Berman. Now Grace to the free throw line. He'll spin, shoot a jumper. It's too strong. But a foul underneath. Going to go on Tyson. That'll be number 5. So Tyson will pick up his 5th. He'll finish his 9 with 7 points. And to get a good sell job by Gross. So Frankfurt will have it back, leading by 4. 3:48 to go. Hey, well, this has been a pretty good officiating crew here tonight. Crew, I haven't seen much. But they've done a really good job. Caden Dollinghouse crosses over, feeds it off to Gross in the wing. Tries to dribble to the baseline. He gets cut off, feeds it up on top. Gerstner steps back, shoots a 3, but it's short. Offensive rebound for Gross. Now Cornelison left at the head of the circle. Dribbles inside. Stops, pulls up from 6 feet. His bank shot's no good. Another offensive rebound for Gross. This time he sticks it over the front of the rim and in. 11 for Gross. And it's 50-44, Frankfurt, the lead up to 6 with 3:17 to go. Hoover, wide open, a left wing 3. Bang! 19 for Kobe Hoover, and it's 50-47, and Coach Dianlagi of Frankfurt will take a timeout. 3:05 to go in the game, it's 50-47. Frankfurt leads by 3 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
.305 to go. It's 50-47. Frankfurt leads by 3. It's Wildcats with the basketball. Here's Cornelison. Man-to-man defense being applied by the Tigers. Gerstner inside of Gross on the right block. Back down. He gets bumped and fouled. He'll get the foul on Stone. It'll be his 2nd. That is just team foul number 4. So Frankfurt will have a baseline out of bounds. It'll be Gerstner to trigger it in. Gets it into Gross in the middle of the lane. He gets hammered and fouled. 2 shots coming. And another foul is going to be called on Sam. Well, they might get it on Grace. They did get it on Grace his 1st. So Gross to the line for 2. He's 1-for-1 from the stripe tonight. 11.5 so far in the 4th quarter, but he misses the 1st. Peyton LeDuc now going to come back into the game, a sophomore for the Tigers. Probably want him a little bit more of a better guard against Gross. Okay, Gross' 2nd free throw is in and out. He missed them both. 2 big misses, and now it's just a 3.1 possession game. Hoover with the basketball across the timeline, right side. Hands it off to Berman on a dribble handoff. He reverses dribble to the wing. Hands it back off to Hoover, who's between the circles. 2:38 to go, 50-47. Frankfurt lead. Berman, an offensive foul. Legal screen. Yep, that was a good call. But Duke did not get his feet set. And Berman didn't let him get set. So that'll be the 2nd foul on the Duke. And Frankfurt will have it back with a 3-point advantage and 2:33 to go. So Cornelius gonna walk it across the timeline for the Wildcats. Facing a man-to-man of Washington County. They get it to Gross at the foul line. Hands it off to Cornelison. He drives baseline. Blows up a shot off the window and in. 13 for Cornelison in the lead back to 5. 52-47 Frankfurt. 2:13 remaining. Berman on the left wing. Frankfurt in a man-to-man. Grace now at the foul line. Kicks it right side to Hoover. Kobe crosses over. Gets to the baseline. Flicks up a shot. It's no good, but an offensive foul is going to be called. They're going to call an offensive foul on Hoover. He tried to split the double team, and he got just too much body. And Coach Smith coming out on the floor to talk to one of the officials. He is not happy about something. But I guess is that call. I mean, they could have easily called that a block as Hoover tried to sidestep a defender. But now 1:59 to go. It's a 5-point lead for Frankfurt, and the Cats have the basketball. Cornelison across the timeline. Dribbles into the right corner. And they're going to get a reach-in foul called on Berman. He will get his first foul. And that is team foul number 8, so we'll shoot a 1-1. Gross just missed 2. Couple more big ones here, but he's got to make the first to get the second. And it's good. 12 for Gross. He'll shoot one more. They're trying to make this a 3-possession game with 1:49 to go. And he got it. 13 for Gross. 1:47 to go. It's 54-47. Gillum in the right corner. Cross court pass to Hoover on the left wing. Tries to feed it to the baseline. It was kicked, though, by Cornelison. And so the Tigers will have it sideline out of bounds. And it will be Berman who will trigger it in. Hoover's got it. 2 steps in front of half court along the left side. Guarded by Dollingham. Gets the screen. Hoover backs up into the corner. Gets it off to Gillum. Great defense by the Cats. Here's LeDuc. Back to Hoover. Drives in. Fits it off to Gillum. He'll get inside. Scoop layup is no good. Fight for the rebound. Yanked away by Gross of Frankfurt. And Gross will bring it the other way. 54-47. Frankfurt 1:10 to go. A 7-point lead for the Cats. And Cornelison right now is holding the basketball out near half court. Now they're going to reach in foul on Dollinghouse. And LeDuc will pick up the foul. And that'll be the third on LeDuc. 1:02 to go. It'll be Kane Dollinghouse with the line for a 1-1, the final 1-1 for Frankfurt. Dollinghouse is 3-for-4. And his free throw is no good. Rebound to LeDuc. He'll give it off to Hoover. Numbers the other way, and Coach Smith had a timeout, but they had numbers the other way, and he just puts his hands on his hips and looks to the sky. He knew that he had a, just took away probably a scoring opportunity, but timeout. On the floor, 1 minute to go, a full timeout, 54-47 Frankfurt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
Berman, a three-pointer off the mark. Got his own rebound. Now he drives into the corner. Hoover pumps on a three, steps back, tries a triple. It's in and out. Rebound, spot four, it's loose, and we'll get a jump ball. Possession error will give it to Frankfurt. 38 seconds to go. It's 54-47. The Cats lead. We're going to turn into a free throw shooting contest. We're down the stretch. Dollinghouse had lost the basketball, but he got fouled. He'll head back to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Just missed the front end of a 1-1, but here he's going to have two shots, double bonus. And his first free throw is good. Double figures now for Dollinghouse. He's got 10. One more free throw with 35.4 remaining. And he got them both. That might be the sealer right there. Back to a 9-point lead. And Furman drives in into the corner. Gillum a three, airballed long. Throws for the rebound. He'll kick it up ahead to Stoll. Now Stoll is trying to get the ball away. Lost it. It's in a double dribble. And before that, Coach Steinlog, you got a timeout. Got to be a full timeout. We'll take this one final break. 20.3 to go in the game. It's 56-47. Frankfurt leads here on 92.1 KMZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 KMZA.
.3 to go. Frankfurt is looking to get the basketball in, but it's going to be a 5-second count. So the Cats turn it over. Washington County still with a little bit of life. But they're down 9. Got to go quickly. Hoover backs it out to Berman. He steps back. He'll shoot a 3. No good. Rebound to Gross. They won't foul. Actually, they will get a foul on Gerstner. And Gillum picks up the foul. We'll go to the other end and shoot a couple more free throws, but that's pretty much it. So the line is Gerstner. He has not attempted a foul shot tonight. His first one is good. One more for Gerstner, looking to get into double figures. Three guys already in the double figures for Frankfurt. And make it. No, he missed it. In and out. And now Cornelison pokes the ball out of bounds. 8.4 to go. Lead is 10, though, for Frankfurt, and this is going to be an impressive victory for the Cats. They trailed by 14 early and couldn't get anything going. Hoover steps up, shoots a deep 3. It's no good. That's it. Final score tonight. Frankfurt 57, Washington County 47. The Cats from 14 down come back to win by 10 and improve to 12-5 on the year. But again, final score 57-47. Frankfurt wins it. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
That's your Monday to Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
So, what's
new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state of the art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up to date in technology. We're motivated. We're up to date with social media. Other companies are just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Final score of the boys game tonight, 57-47. Frankfort wins it over Washington County. The Cats come from 14 down in the first half to win it by 10 and improve to 12-5 on the year. Washington County led 19-7 after one, but Frankfort was able to tie the game at 23 going into halftime with a 16-4 second quarter. Frankfort then pushed their lead to 8 going into the fourth quarter and win it by 10, 57-47. The Cats had 8 turnovers tonight, 5 three-pointers. They were 10 of 15 from the free throw line. They had 3 guys in double figures. Gavin Cornelison and Samuel Gross each with 13, 11 for Caden Dollinghouse, 9 for Aiden Gershner, 5 for Bryce Stoll, 3 apiece for Keller Olson and Xavier Brandt, as the Cats again improved to 12-5 overall and 7-3 in Twin Valley League play. Washington County, meanwhile, 7 turnovers, 3 three-pointers, 8 of 14 from the free-throw line. I mean, really, they played a great game tonight. Just couldn't get shots to fall when they needed them to the most. Kobe Hoover led the way with 19 points on 3 three-pointers, 14 for Drew Berman, 7 for Nate Tice, 3 apiece for Jack Gillum and Trevor Grace, and 2 for Coy Stamp. Washington County drops to 6-6 overall, and they are now 4-5 in Twin Valley League play. Earlier tonight, it was the Frankfort girls with a dominant performance and a win over Washington County, 65-28. Keisha Shirley was named our player of the game with 16 points, 4 three-pointers. Mariah Brockstrom added 15 for the Wildcats, who are 15-3 on the year. And again, our boys scored tonight, 57-47. Frankfort wins it over Washington County. Stay tuned with us. We'll have the Community National Make High School School Board Show. Seth Tolleson with scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this Friday night. Also, sub-state brackets for Class 1A will be released at some point tomorrow as well. All of that up at MSCSports.net. So, for our man Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. Kirk, thank you so much for taking care of us tonight. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Frankfort High School. It's a Wildcat sweep tonight over Washington County. It's a scoreboard show coming your way now on the MSC Sports Radio Network.